Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
You can mess with me, but don't mess with my bubble. That's what Audrey here is pretty much saying, because she's really upset that some dude ghosted her mom, and she wanted to know why, and we got answers for her. Hey, Audrey.
Hey.
I understand you're very, very, very protective of your mom, as you should be. So tell us what got us here.
Okay, well, basically, my mom got out of a really crappy marriage and has finally gotten to the point where she was ready to date again. So, my siblings and I have just been super happy and excited for this new chapter in her life. And my brother met a guy when he was out the other night. And basically, him and my sister-in-law met this guy when he was sitting at a bar and they were out to dinner, right? So then they thought, okay, this guy seems really great for our mom. So they asked him if he was open for it, and he's like, yeah, sure. So obviously we were super excited, and my mom was too after hearing about it. So my mom and this guy went out 2 weeks ago, and, you know, she left the date, and she was group texting us that it was, like, such a magical night and, you know, thanked us for being super supportive. And it's basically been 2 weeks, and she's, like, more self-conscious than ever because he has totally ghosted her.
Aww. Oh, the first date post-resort and post-divorce, and he ghosted her?
Yeah. So she's not feeling the greatest. And I try to tell her, like, Mom, you're hot. Like, it has nothing to do with you. Like, trust me. And she's like, no. Like, I don't think so. You know, something's wrong or whatever. So I was just wondering if you guys might be able to, like, help me find out. Like, maybe I can give you his number or you guys can reach out to him or something.
Yeah, this is one of the few times you can turn around your parents' words and say, welcome to the real world. Younger women have been going through this for years now, right? Yeah. No, I understand the insecurity here on mom's part. Mm-hmm. Look, it's really, really tough. As a guy that's been divorced, going out on that first date after when you've been out of the pool for so long, it's terrifying, right? But you got to get that first one out of the way. And when it ends up in a ghosting situation, which she hasn't felt in years and years, if ever, I can understand how, as a daughter, you'd be like, when you want to find out, you want reasons. You want answers.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so I believe that we will have, Tommy, you have results here? Okay, so you want to tell her exactly what you did?
Yeah, I reached out. Audrey gave me the guy's number, and I texted with him. We're going to call him Rob. And Audrey, I have good news, and I have bad news. I'll give you the bad news first. The bad news is it is something about your mom. That is why he is not going for the second date.
How long did it take him to hit you back on his BlackBerry?
Why do you say that? He does come across as a little elderly, but it was in relative good time. But the good news is I think your mom dodged a bullet here. Because I won't give it away yet, but you'll see why. I said, hey, Rob, my name's Tommy. I work with the Burt Show. And he hit me back. He said, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar. What is that? And I said, we're a morning radio show and a podcast.
FM.
And he said,
that's really thrown him.
I said, okay. Okay, hello, Tommy with the Burt Show. What's this about? And I said, well, we got a message from a woman named Audrey. She mentioned that her mom went on a date with you recently. And, well, she's a bit confused because it seems like things were going well. But then you kind of disappeared. And she's a bit disappointed for her mom. And then Rob said, I don't know a woman named Audrey. Who's her mom? And I said, of course, her mom is Carol. You went out a couple of weeks ago. And he said, yes, that's correct. And how does this concern you and the Burt Show, Tommy? He's very formal. And I said, well, we often do a segment where we find out why second dates don't happen when one party thinks they had a great first date. Audrey says you ghosted her mom, and she's hoping you could shed some light on why there's been no second date.
What's ghosting, youngster?
Well, that's exactly what he said.
Really?
He said, I ghosted? What does that mean? And I said, ghosted basically means you disappeared on him and ended all communication. And he goes, right, well, I guess I ghosted then because there's no need to continue communicating with someone you just met but have no intention of going forward with. And I said, I understand, but Audrey's hoping for a bit more of an explanation. What happened on the date, or is there something specific you didn't like about her mom, Carol? And he goes, yeah. Yes, there was.
Oh my goodness.
And then two words. Her feet.
That she had to?
I said,
or did she not have enough feet?
What's the problem?
I said, her feet. And he goes, correct. And I was like, you can't be serious. I had the same exact reaction you guys are having. And he said, I'm very serious. Her feet just weren't my cup of tea.
Didn't y'all ever watch the movie Boomerang?
Yes,
feet are a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good callback.
Thank you.
We have a Burt's Big Adventure mom that was in that movie.
What?
Yeah, I'll tell you later. Uh-huh.
And I said, you're saying you won't go on a second date with her because of her feet. And he said, yes, that is correct. And I said, I feel like you're pulling my leg. But I didn't mean it like that. He said, very clever, Tommy. He had the same reaction. I said, no pun was intended.
Your prosthetic leg?
He said, not pulling anyone's leg. I just have a preference. Her feet were a bit big for my taste, and I'm very particular about the shape and length of each toe.
Fam.
Yeah. I have a type.
Weirdo.
Right. And I said, you saw her feet on the first date? And he said, I certainly did. She was wearing sandals. If she hadn't been, I would have asked she remove her shoes so I could see.
So this is not a mom problem here.
I said, okay, well, I think that's a lame reason to blow off a relationship, but I guess everyone has their deal breakers. Thanks for your time. And he said, you are welcome. So evidently, dude has a foot fetish.
Okay. So this
is not. No, he doesn't have a foot fetish.
He's beyond it.
He has a foot type. He has a foot preference. Yeah, yeah, semantics.
So this is not a your mom thing. It's a Ralph thing.
Please tell her his name is Rob.
An older name feels like Ralph.
That's correct. My step grandfather's named Ralph.
There you go.
let your mom know there was literally nothing she could do on this date.
No.
Literally nothing.
How about wearing closed toe shoes? That might help.
God, my mom didn't get involved with him. He sounds like you know.
Hey, I know you want to nurture your mom through this whole process. It's just tough out there. It doesn't matter what generation it is, right?
No, totally. I agree.
All right. Again, tell her not a her thing, a him thing. You got your info. She dodged a bullet.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
I definitely appreciate it. Bye-bye.
It's The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.